Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You couldn't say it. For years, you couldn't say it. It was a thing of shame. The election was stolen. There was a plot to steal the election. Oh, you couldn't say it. Republican leadership didn't dare say it. In fact, it became a test. Kevin McCarthy was Speaker of the House at that time. Ronna Romney, McDaniel, all of them. They would go on the mainstream media and they would be made to profess the truth. There is no election fraud, except Russia collusion, which we now know is a massive hoax and a lie. There was no collusion. There was no interference. There weren't even bots. They made the whole thing up. So what else might they have made up? Folks, every paragraph of this story is an absolute bombshell. We had a bit of it yesterday as it was breaking, but this, wow. It turns out there was a plot to interfere with the election, but it wasn't Russia. It was Chinese. It may have succeeded. So here's where we were. As the stories broke on Monday, FBI Director Kash Patel handed Congress an intelligence report, okay? Back in 2021, Senator Chuck Grassley got word that from a whistleblower that inside the FBI, they had discovered a plot to help Joe Biden steal the 2020 election by not Russia, no, China. By mass producing fake U.S. driver's licenses to flood the system with fraudulent mail-in ballots to help Chairman Ho become the president of the United States of America, the first Chinese president we would eventually have. In fact, a whistleblower had made the mistake of going to the lie, the FBI. And an agent had made the mistake of interviewing him. Well, that had to be fixed. Because when you do an interview like that, you create a record. In fact, a whole series of records. So what did they do? They follow up on it? Senator Grassley tried to. He demanded, because he's got the clearances to see it, to see the records of the interview, to see the intel product that had been produced by these agents who'd done it. Christopher Wray never responded, gaffed him off. But inside the FBI, oh, those busy little worker bees, they were so busy deleting and destroying all evidence that the whistleblower had ever existed, that the plot had ever come to their attention, including multiple actionable pieces of intelligence. What that means is, we've got actionable piece of intelligence. Here's how they did it. Here were the license. By the way, we caught the licenses coming in from China over the border. Border Patrol caught that. So you see the problem here. There's so many arms of it. So it's not just one piece of paper. You got to cover the whole thing. You got to cover it up. Got to destroy it. They did. Around the same time that then FBI Director Christopher Wray, an Olympic level perjurer, by the way, each instance of perjury that's lying to Congress is 5 years in prison. It's a felony. Anyway, right around the time he told Congress there were, quote, no known plots, unquote, foreign interference. Folks, when is Christopher Wray going to prison? Are we just going to let the statute of limitations on this one expire too? That's felony number 3, by my count, that we've uncovered 3 separate lies by the FBI director. Yeah, the two were about the persecution of Catholics. Just bold-faced lies under oath to Congress. But when you destroy evidence like that, in what is a major crime, you kind of got to lie to Congress, I guess. The report was sent out August 24th, 2020, but was abruptly recalled by the FBI with a vague excuse of needing to re-interview the source. That's what they told the senator. Well, we got to re-interview him. Yeah, you know, we know, I got to make sure this is right. But it didn't stop there. They didn't just recall the report. The FBI ordered, and we don't know who exactly, we got to find out, ordered its destruction. And I don't mean kind of destroy a piece of paper here, okay? They weren't just asked to disregard the report and destroy it. They were ordered to destroy all copies, remove the original report from all computer holdings, scrub the databases of any record it had ever been filed. Daily Caller writes, this wasn't routine bureaucratic cleanup. No, it was a deliberate effort to wipe damning evidence from existence. The FBI didn't just bury credible intelligence about Chinese election interference. It tried to scrub it from history. And now, years later, the truth is finally surfacing. Fix was in. So was a cover-up. Deliberate. Now, listen to how they did this. This is wild. The report alleged that China had harvested personal data from millions of TikTok users in the U.S., including names, ID numbers, addresses, and that information was then used to manufacture fake IDs with real American data, making those IDs and licenses nearly impossible to detect for the purposes of fake ballot manufacture. We still haven't explained why there were so many more voters in 2020 than there were in 2024, but now we know. Now, think about this for a minute. Just rewind a little bit. Because I spent so much time documenting the real outrage, the way the fraud and the theft happened in 2020, besides the fake voters on the rolls, was the violation in the swing states of the law. Handing out absentee ballots at parks, just whole stacks of them, you can't do that. By law, you have to request them by mail. Democrats just ruling where, you know, at whatever point they were in the election apparatus. Hey, you know what? Normally, you have to request a ballot by mail. We'll just mass mail them to whoever. We'll send them out to whoever's on the list. You mean the Chinese voters, those voters? Folks, we just got the cat by the tail end. This is why they invented Russia collusion. The whole time they were colluding with the Chinese. By the way, I got a guy yesterday who said he was quitting the show. Tara, come on. Democrat Party merging with China, merging with Iran. That's not happening. Well, looky here, sir. Too bad you're not here. You missed this. By the way, they didn't get every copy. The subject line of the FBI intelligence bulletin succinctly stated the potential nature of the alleged plot. Chinese government production and export of fraudulent U.S. driver's licenses to Chinese sympathizers in the United States in order to create tens of thousands. That's all it would take. Because remember how close it was in the swing states in 2020. Tens of thousands of fraudulent mail-in ballots for U.S. presidential candidate Joe Biden. And the rest is history. Chairman Ho was elected, our first Chinese president. Was he elected with the help of the FBI? This is going to get interesting, folks.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Apologies for the show going out. We have engineering is awake now and we'll begin working on it. Remember, you can always go to my Rumble, go to my Twitter, go to my Facebook, Tara Servatius. We're always right there. We're always streaming. So the show never stops. You can always find me there. On one of those, if one's down, the other is always inevitably working. So I'm really sorry that has happened this morning in the middle of some of the best content in the show. You'll have to just go to Rumble and rewind, which you can do as well. That again is rumble.com So plenty of ways always to listen to the show. You never have to miss a beat. Okay. folks, everything that's happening right now, let's rewind for a minute. Do you remember the outrage after the election? The Democrats told their sheeple that Donald Trump was going to be a dictator. Kamala Harris said it. Hitler, 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 Gestapo, Hitler. And then there was outrage among the left after Trump won, and they kind of abandoned that rhetoric a little bit. Because Trump was really popular, and it was killing their ratings to continue slinging it. Well, the Democrat sheeple had been promised a dictatorship with full rollout, tanks and the like. Beatings, people disappearing in the middle of the night, stuff like that. So they needed to produce it. They needed a way to fake a dictatorship. And with dictatorships, you mean you need like Gestapo-like tactics, people disappearing, you know, Democrats being dragged off, stuff like that. And look, their credibility hinges on this. You know, I mean, look at CNN. They're, by the way, they're such a loser asset. They're in the process of being spun off. They have no credibility left. None. So they need a dictatorship fast. They need a dictatorship fast. And Democrats are finding if you can get yourself fake arrested by assaulting a federal law enforcement agency, you can astroturf said dictatorship and get yourself all over national television. Which if you're Brad Lander and you're the comptroller, whatever that is, of New York, I know what it is, but who cares? You're the comptroller of New York and you're running for the mayorship of New York City and you're badly behind. Well, you need to get arrested right away. And he did.
A major development here in the Big Apple. New York City mayoral candidate Brad Lander is detained for several hours by federal agents after he was seen hanging on to ICE agents escorting a defendant in court. Lander was later released after his assault charges were dropped, but he and other New York Democrats are lashing out following the arrest.
Trump is trying to ratchet up conflict. He wants it to happen. That's what today was about. We have to show up and do things like I did today.
I think it was a disgusting display of the thuggery of Trump's ICE.
Do you want to know what I really think? Please. It's bull. How dare they?
By the way, that is Kathy Hochul. Shit, folks. She had already set up a podium with paid protesters outside. But like in other words, they did the setup before he got arrested. So that as he's being dragged out, she's out there with the fake protesters. Oh, it's great. These Democrats, man. So how did he manage to get himself arrested? Okay, next time you're at a traffic stop, or even a sporting event or something, and you see a law enforcement officer, some kind of event like that, if you want to find out how you too can get yourself arrested, grab their arm and don't let go. That'll do it. Try it next time you get pulled over, or don't if you don't want to go to prison. If you're a Democrat, try it. You could say you were brutalized. If you listen to him, do you know what he said? He said, I grabbed the officer's arm. He demanded to see the warrant for the arrest of the highly valuable illegal immigrant future Democrat voter. When, of course, a law enforcement agent gaffed him off, he grabbed the arm. See, this is his part of his oversight. See, Democrats have oversight now. So once they're oversighting, this is the new line. They can grab you. If you're a law enforcement officer, they can push you. They can shove you. They think. And they're allowed to do that if they're doing oversight. If you give them commands as a law enforcement officer, you cannot bum rush the Department of Homeland Security head. Doesn't matter in their world. They get to do what they want or else. Which, folks, is just a big setup. It's just a big setup to get themselves fake arrested. Nobody explained what happened here better than Joe Concha. He has today's epic rant of the day. I don't know. It's not 9 o'clock yet. So we'll see if we come up with something better. Joe Concha explaining what Brad Lander was doing here. Now, okay, before I play that, I want you to hear this, okay? Because this is laugh out loud funny. Brad Lander admitting what he did.
All I tried to do was just hold Edgardo's arm and ask the ICE agents, do you have a warrant? And they did not show it to me. And you saw what happened.
Yeah.
All I tried to do was hold that Gardo's arm. Gardo? I held the Gardo's arm, yeah. And I said, look, I'll release you when you show me the warrant. Oh, try that. Try that next time. All I did was hold the officer's arm and tell him I'd be happy to release him once I saw the warrant. Oh, you are going down. Listen to this.
All I tried to do was just hold Edgardo's arm and ask the ICE agents, do you have a warrant? And they did not show it to me. And you saw what happened.
Yeah. So, okay, there's two things going on here, folks. Number one, what have I told you? For you, go back to Summer Love. They are asserting their right to violence. If they're mad, that is a right. It is in the Democrat Constitution. Only applies to Democrats. If we're mad, we get to burn your business. And our leaders will let us. That's number one. Number two, if we're mad and we're committing violence, we get to tell the law enforcement what to do. And they have to listen. If not, it is an abridgment of our First Amendment rights. Joe Conchant nails this. Coming up next, I got to play this audio again. All I did was hold the Gardo's arm.
All I tried to do was just hold Edgardo's arm and ask the ICE agents, do you have a warrant? And they did not show it to me. And you saw what happened.
Yeah.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.